This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey babe, welcome back to the channel. I'm so excited to be back here today talking about abundance, my favorite topic. This is actually going to be a part two to how to overcome poverty mindset. If you haven't seen the first part, save that video for later. If you saw that video, then you already know how important it is to choose your core beliefs and revisit those core beliefs that were implanted throughout your childhood. Because when you actively choose the core beliefs that serve for you, it's a lot easier to overcome that poverty mindset, scarcity mindset, and live in abundance. Remember that abundance is subjective, okay? Let me give you an example. When I was younger, I lived with my mom, my stepdad, and my brother in a one-bedroom apartment. So it was a small bedroom, and there was like one bed for my mom and my stepdad, and then a twin bed for me, and then it pulled out with a smaller twin bed on the floor, and that was my younger brother's bed. When we were living there, I mean, it wasn't for fun. Like, obviously we were having money troubles at the time, so that's why we had to live in such a small cramped space. I remember my dad, not my stepdad, my biological father, had bought me this little mini laptop. It was like a Dell laptop, right? And I didn't really have anywhere to use it. Like, yeah, we had the dining room table, but I wanted like my own desk, and I was bugging my mom. I was like, I want my own desk. My stepdad went and got like a floating shelf, and he essentially installed it into the wall, so it was really cheap for him to do, but I finally had like my own little workspace area. I remember sitting at that desk. It was the smallest desk ever. It was like a small floating shelf installed into the wall about the height that a desk would normally be, and it was like the smallest little corner shelf desk. So I put my little laptop on there, I opened it up. I remember going on YouTube and looking up the Nicki Minaj music video Super Bass and re-watching that video over and over for what felt like hours. That is abundance. That feeling that I got is still the same feeling I get today. And now, not only do I have my own large desk, I have my own office area, I have my bedroom, I have my outdoor kitchen, I have a huge indoor kitchen and a kitchen island and a living room and a second living room. Like, now I'm like, whoa, so much space, no lack of space, right? But the feeling I get when I receive something new, or when I receive money or other forms of abundance, it's still the same feeling of gratitude. It's still that feeling that I get lit up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to have this. This gets to be my life. You can harness that feeling wherever you currently are. You may not have the physical possessions that you want. You can still have those long-term goals and say, okay, I want to manifest this thing and that thing and that thing. And I have so many manifestation videos and tools and resources. Like, if that's what you want to do, you can do that. I teach you how to do that. But before you start focusing on the external, focus on the internal. Focus on your ability to actually receive what you already have. Because if you don't have an abundance mindset, if you are still in scarcity mode, babe, it does not matter how much money you have. It does not matter how many physical blessings come into your life. You will not be able to activate that gratitude. You will not be able to enjoy it. You will not feel abundant regardless of how much money you make. I see this with my close family members. I see this because I see them having the same mindset. They keep getting promoted in their job. They keep getting more money, and somehow they find a way to self-sabotage that and either spend it on emergencies or continue to have this mindset that they are in poverty or that they are in scarcity mode. And so I have seen these individuals go from like doubling their income, going from like $40,000 a year to like $200,000 a year in income and still have the same poverty mindset. You can literally have millions of dollars coming in and still be in poverty mindset. That's the crazy thing. But when you are in an abundance mindset, you can have $0 in your bank account and still feel rich. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of actively choosing your core beliefs, doing the inner work, doing the affirmations, doing the journaling, investing in yourself, not only your time and your energy, but spending money on your growth, spending money on raising your vibration. This can look like taking a personal growth course, like some of the courses I offer, or this can be as simple as getting foods that are good for you. Spending extra time to meal prep your meals for the week so that way you can eat healthy every day. Investing in yourself, that is going to create so many better things for you, and you're actually going to be able to appreciate what you have. You may not have chosen the way that you were brought up. You may not have chosen the situations that you were born into, but you still get to choose how you feel in the present moment. You still get to choose how your future gets to be. You get to choose. You have the power. Maybe you didn't choose all those things that already happened to you, but now it's the time to claim your personal power and choose to live in abundance regardless of what your physical reality may look like. And I guarantee you that when you do this, you will actually start to see more things come into your life. You will not believe how many things you are blocking simply because of your mindset. It has nothing to do with your opportunities, with your talents, your skills. It has everything to do with your mindset. There are people that have no education whatsoever and are making more money than people who have PhD, master's degrees, years of experience. Why? Obviously, it's not the talent. Obviously, it's not the knowledge. It's the mindset. It's the attitude. With your attitude, with the way that you choose to show up every day, you determine how your life gets to be. Not the stock market, not the interest rates, not the unemployment rates, not any kind of social, political, economic situation. No, you get to decide. And when it comes to deciding, it's all about owning your worth. First of all, accepting that you are worthy, accepting that your desires are here for a reason, accepting the fact that you do get to live in abundance. Accepting your birthright, choosing to live in abundance, and choosing to know your worth, accept your worth, claim it, stand by it. This looks like having healthy boundaries with your relationships, having healthy boundaries in your work situation. When I tell you, like, work is one of those things that goes really undetected when it comes to your boundaries. Because I hear a lot of coaches and mentors talking about, oh, have personal boundaries in your relationships, have boundaries with your family members and your boyfriends and husbands and wives. What about work? What about the fact that you are working outside of your regular hours and you are not getting paid for it? What about the fact that you are taking on more responsibilities and you are not getting paid more money? What about the fact that you continue to show up every day and you don't ask for a raise, you don't ask for a promotion, you don't actively try to grow in your career at all? And what about the fact that you are showing up every single day and accepting it? Right? This has to do with your self-worthiness. And if you continue to accept something that you feel is below you, you are affirming that. Do you realize that everybody is doing affirmations every day? I know I talk about affirmations on my channel in terms of personal growth and using the law of attraction, but whether you choose to or not, you are still using affirmations. Let me explain. Let's say you wake up in the morning, you go and check in the mirror, you're washing your face, you're like, oh man, my skin's so dry. That's an affirmation. Oh, I don't like working out. I don't like jogging. That's an affirmation. Oh, my boss is such an asshole. He's so rude. He's so hard to please. He just has a really huge ego. That's an affirmation. You are literally manifesting more of the same thing that you're...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're complaining about. So why not use your words and your voice to actually manifest what you want? Okay, it's not about what it is, it's about what you want. So if something is below your standards and you continue to accept it into your life and you are still speaking about it and affirming it, whether you're complaining or not, you're still affirming it. You're still manifesting more of the same thing. And this is where a lot of people don't want to take that accountability. They say, oh no, it's them. It's not me. It's not my fault. I'm perfect. I'm good. I'm a victim. It's everyone around me. And yes, you can possibly be in situations where you genuinely are a victim. I'm not saying it's not the case, but I'm telling you that there are some areas in your life that you can take accountability for. You do have that control, and you are consistently affirming the things that you don't want. So stop doing that. Become self-aware as to what thoughts are going on in your mind and how you view yourself. Your worthiness determines the physical abundance that you see in your life. And who gets to determine how worthy you are? You do. If you keep saying you are not worthy of something, that you don't deserve something, you can't have something, you won't get it. Period. You will not get it. You will not be able to manifest something. Because if you can't be that kind of person that is able to have that thing, you don't see yourself as that kind of person, then how could you ever have that thing? And don't you want that thing? So if you want that thing, why are you fighting against yourself? It doesn't make any sense. You are allowing yourself to remain in a position where you are not happy simply because you choose the same thoughts over and over again. These are not the thoughts that are going to level you up and manifest what you want. So you want to get out of your poverty mindset. You want to live in abundance. Be abundance. choose better thoughts. Stop accepting things that are below you. A person that is living in abundance will not accept anything but abundance. Take me as an example. I will not do anything that makes me feel scarce, or that makes me feel not abundant, or that makes me feel unworthy. I won't, because I have faith that God will always provide. So if I was working in a job that was mistreating me or taking advantage of me, I would ask for my fair share, and if I did not receive that, I would leave. I would find an alternative. I have the option to leave because I have set myself up in a way financially where I have investments, I have savings, I have support for my friends and family, I'm fully provided for in every single way. Even at times where I was not making any money, God found a way to get me the money. And you don't have to be religious to have faith, okay? You don't have to be religious to believe in God. You don't have to identify with the Bible, with any spiritual, any religious teachings at all. If you still want to be spiritual and believe in that higher power here to support you in every step of the way. Even if you don't want to believe in anything beyond yourself, understand that you do have the power. You are a human being. Anything that any other human being can do, you can do it too. So when you have that deep knowing of how much you're worth, how important you truly are, how important and valuable your energy is, you will not accept anything other than that. You will not be put in a situation where you feel scarce. You will only live in scarcity if you choose to live in scarcity. When you accept anything less than what you are worth, you are affirming that. Whether you do that verbally or you do it with your actions by continuing to show up to the same job, continuing to allow the same guy to say the same stuff to you or the same girl to treat you the same way, by allowing the continuous behavior to keep going and you not physically doing anything or saying anything or actively trying to get what you want in any type of way, you just want to sit there and stay and then complain and think that someone else owes you better. Nobody owes you anything. Everyone is out here trying to live their best life. You are nobody's responsibility. I know maybe you're still young and you think, oh, it's my parents' fault. Yeah, they were responsible for you. They did the best that they could. But guess what? Your life is your life. It's your responsibility. How long are you going to live your life blaming other people for your results? When are you going to be ready to take that accountability and accept that something needs to change? And the thing that needs to change is you and your mindset. Okay, so if you are feeling unworthy, create results that add value. Maybe the reason you're feeling unworthy is because you genuinely need to go work on your skills, work on your talents. Maybe you actually need to go out and create some more value in order to be able to attract that abundance. Maybe the reason you haven't gotten promoted in your job is because you're not doing that great. Maybe the reason you don't get a better opportunity or more money is because you're just not doing the best that you can do. You're not living in alignment. So look within yourself, ask yourself how you can improve, how you can invest into your personal growth, how you can invest into your passions and your ideas, and create a life that works for you. Not being a victim, babe. Creating something that works for you. Living in alignment. Understanding how powerful you actually are. You are worthy. Okay, but I don't have to be the one to tell you that. You should know that. When you know your self-worth, and when you have faith in the law of attraction, in God, in your own personal power, you can do anything you want. You can accomplish any goal with your persistent and aligned actions. Especially if you're combining that with your spirituality and your personal growth. And if you have a mentor or if you have some kind of community to support you, even better, even better. I know my mentor said something to me years ago that today is resonating, because I actually have a story to tell you, which I'll tell you in a minute. But he told me this years ago, and at the time I was being so stubborn. I'm like, yeah, whatever you say. But he said that when you continue to put yourself in a situation where your time is not being valued, not only are you wasting your time in the moment, but you are also networking with the same people that don't value you. So let me break this down a little bit. I'll give you some context so you can understand why he said this. This was when I was first trying to model more and get into the modeling industry. And I remember when I first started, I would literally do any gig that came my way for free, paid, I didn't care. Anything that got me any kind of exposure, I would do it because I figured, okay, it's exposure, I'm growing, like, let me just do everything. And this is when I did like this fashion show for free, they didn't pay me. And I regretted doing it because it was like not professional at all, which makes sense because they weren't paying their models. But in the moment, I'm like, oh, it's going to be a good networking opportunity. And he told me, Patty, why do you want to network with people that are associated with someone who doesn't pay or value you? And in the moment, like, I guess I didn't receive this information, but it's so true. When you're looking at it from a business standpoint, you only want to network with people that you actually would want to work with. So if they had a network that could help me become wealthy, then they would be wealthy themselves. And if they were wealthy, they would be more professional and pay their models, right? So the fact that they expect models to come and work for free, you get what you pay for. The other girls that were there, I didn't necessarily feel that they were professional either. So it's almost like it was kind of a waste of time, besides the fact that I learned a lesson from it. But had I not gone, had I invested my time elsewhere, I could have actually made connections that would serve my ultimate purpose and not just have exposure just to have exposure, right? Not all exposure is good, because then you're just continuing to network with people that are the same kind of people that don't pay their models, people that don't have money to pay their people for their services, people that are just trying to like scam others, right? That is the crowd that you're going to be enveloped in. And so any opportunities that came my way based off of that thing that I did for exposure were the same kind of opportunities. All the photographers I met, all the other fashion designers I met, all the other people I met, they're all the same kind of people that want you to work for free, for exposure. Oh, let's collaborate. I'm all about collaborating to create something beautiful, creative collaborations. But there's a difference.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Between a collaboration and you just want me to work for free, right? Now, this is a very specific example in my life, but this applies in so many ways. People try to like entice you to do things because you're going to get some kind of value out of it, but you can't get value out of something that the person offering to you doesn't even have. I'm fit, I'm healthy, I work out, I eat well. I could probably give you advice on how to do that, how to be healthy and work out, and it would work for you because I have the evidence to prove it, right? I give you advice on your mindset. I feel that I have a great mindset and my results prove that because I have what most would say a good life, and within myself, I feel happy. Not a lot of people can say that. Not a lot of people can say that they genuinely feel happy. They don't have problems. They don't have arguments. Challenges are overcome with ease. Nothing to really be stressed about, right? Not a lot of people can say that. So I have the results to back it up. If someone who is overweight, out of shape, and unhealthy is going to try to sell me a coaching package, I'm going to say, no, thank you, because how are you going to tell me what to do if I don't even see you have those results for yourself? So know your worth. Understand that it's okay to say no to people. When you say no, you are signaling to yourself that you know your worth and you respect yourself. Okay, so the reason I brought that up is because today, someone reached out to me to work the event Ultra, which is like this huge music festival in Miami. I need a model to come and we're gonna do like interviews. Like we're gonna go around Ultra interviewing people on camera and have them try out this new product. The product, I'm not gonna disclose the name, but it's essentially like this mint that you eat. It's like a party mint. So it's supposed to make you feel some type of way, but it doesn't have like nicotine or THC. It's just natural herbs. I don't know what that means exactly. But they wanted a model to go out and like hand out samples on camera to help create content for the brand and also to build brand awareness. So it was basically going to be like 10 and a half hours of work, essentially going outside, walking around, being on camera, split over Friday and Saturday. And I was like, oh, that sounds great, sounds fun. Let me know what the rate is and let me know what my duties will be, etc., etc. And he was like, oh, it's $400. Now, $400 for 10 and a half hours of work, that averages out to about $38 an hour. On top of that, the time that it takes me to like drive there, get ready, do my makeup, plus I'm going to be on camera for about 10 hours. I have to be high energy. I have to be a total like social person and like talk to everybody, which I enjoy doing, but to do that for like 5-6 hours straight, that's takes a lot of effort, and it takes a certain type of promo model to be able to speak on camera and interact with strangers and have that kind of personality that attracts more people. On top of the fact that this content that they're going to get, they're going to use to promote their products forever. I know very well, being a content creator myself, how much money these brands make off of your content. So if you're a content creator and you're creating content for free or for very low rates, that's fine, to each their own. But understand that when they have unlimited rights to your content, they're able to create content and reuse the same content for years, months at minimum. Like content that I filmed years ago, I still use to this day. Yeah, in the moment, it seems like, oh, $400 for 10 hours, not bad. It's $38 an hour. Yeah, but keep in mind how much money this company is going to make off of my energy and off of my investment. Now, there are people that love doing this kind of work and are happy to do it for $38 an hour. I am not that person. For a promotional model that stands at an event and hands out samples, not being on camera, not interviewing people, that starts at typically about $25 an hour, $35 an hour. So on top of that, you're saying I'm going to be interviewing people, doing all this work, being a camera presence, and helping you create content for your brand that you're going to use for unlimited amount of time in an unlimited amount of ways. God knows how many products you're gonna sell using my content to advertise it, right? So keep in mind that I have had some experience in the industry. I know what the rates are, and that is not a bad rate, I'm telling you. It's not like they were like, oh, it's only $38 an hour, that's so little. No, it's not bad. For me personally though, the experience that I have and the work that I currently do, that's too low for me. So I was like, okay, sounds great, but that rate is just not what I'm willing to do right now. And then he asked me, okay, well, what's your rate? And I said, okay, for the 10 and a half hours, I could do $1,050, which essentially boils down to $100 an hour. Now, keep in mind, I was giving him the friend discount. Like, that was the, okay, like, we know each other, we're friends, here's like my discounted rate for you to help your brand or to help your client. Because he's a videographer, photographer, producer. He does so much creative work with like content, which I love his work and I'd love to work with him, but I'm also not going to be willing to work for, like, it just wasn't worth it for me, and that's fine. But when I told him my rate, he had the funniest reaction. Then he responded and asked, like, oh, well, do any companies actually pay you that rate? I hire models for this kind of work all the time, and your rate is unusually high. Because of this, I won't be able to consider you for any future opportunities. That's basically what he said in his own words. You know how I felt in that moment? I felt relieved. I felt relieved because I had already devalued myself by giving him that friend discount and giving him the lower rate because I know him and I wanted to help him out. And he threw that back in my face and tried to question my self-worth by asking me if I've ever received that before and the fact that no one else charges that much and I'm crazy, blah, 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 blah. And you want to know how I responded? Very calmly. I said, I totally understand. But yes, it can actually be a lot higher than that depending on the usage rights of the company. That's all I said. Because what am I going to do? Am I going to sit here and argue with this man and say, no, you have to pay me this amount. You have to, I was giving you a discount. How dare you be so ungrateful? Like, no, I'm not going to do that. Because you know what? I know my worth. And I don't have to settle, and I don't have to argue with someone else to convince them that I am worthy. I know I am worthy. That's the beauty of doing the inner work, that someone can tell you to your face, you aren't worth this much. You aren't worth it. You can't do it. You're not worthy. And you can hear that and be like, okay, whatever you say. And you can still treat this person with kindness, because you want to know what he said after that? He asked me if I knew any other models that may be interested. And you want to know how I responded? With kindness. I literally said, I can't think of anyone right now, but if you want to send me the flyer, I'll post it on my story for you. I literally offered to do a free story post to ask around in my community to see if anyone else was interested in this job. I'm not trying to gatekeep. I want you to be successful, but understand that I have my boundaries and I'm not going to take less than I'm worth simply because you don't believe I'm worth that amount. That kind of self-confidence, self-worth, that kind of faith in the universe, in God, in myself, that will never allow me to be broke. It will never allow me to be in scarcity. Because I know I will always be provided for, and I set myself up for success. So a part of the stuff that I teach is not only the inner work, it's also the physical steps you need to take, right? I remember when I was younger, I worked at Chipotle. That was the first job I got. Chipotle, shout out, woo woo. That was the first job I got. I was getting paid $10 an hour. I was so stingy with money. I literally did not go to the mall. I did not go out to eat. I did not spend money on anything. Like, I would just hope that someone else paid for it, or I just wouldn't go out. Like, I was in super scarcity mindset to the point where I was like saving all my money, which, looking back, I mean, I'm kind of thankful that I did, because it allowed me to have a good amount of savings. But at the same time, I know that had I given myself a little bit more room and allowed myself to spend more money, I would have still been able to save as much as I did, and probably more, because I would have activated more of that abundance mindset, which actually attracts more money. But anyways, I was working at a regular job, getting a regular amount of income. I saved as much money as I could. As soon as I turned 18 years old, I started investing my money. Who told me to invest my money? Did my mom tell me? No. Nobody taught me how to invest. I didn't get an inheritance of investment portfolio. No one told me to even do that. No one told me how. How did I even think to do that? Well, I knew the word investing, and I knew there was a way that you can put your money somewhere and it makes more money. So I ended up just doing my own research, and I was never an expert at it, right? All I did, I read, the first book I read on money was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I love that book. It's actually on YouTube for free. last time I checked, so you can listen to the audiobook. But if you do want to buy it, I'll link the book in the description. Please use my link. If you're going to buy the book anyways, it doesn't cost you more money to use my link, and I actually may receive a small commission, so it just helps me make more videos like this. Thank you, I appreciate it. But I'm pretty sure if you just look up Rich Dad Poor Dad free audio, you'll find it somewhere online. That's what I did when I first heard to it, because I'm telling you, I was stingy. I was not gonna buy a book. I was gonna listen to it for free. But I use the information I learn and I apply it to my life. So that kind of built my awareness into, okay, there is a such thing as investing. As soon as I turned 18, I opened an investment account and I just bought stocks. I literally had no idea what I was doing. No idea, no training, no mentors, no one telling me what to do. I was a young adult, like literally putting $100 into this, $100 into that, a couple thousand over here, a couple thousand over there. This had been money that I had saved since I was old enough to know what money is, right? Like, this is money from birthdays. This is money from jobs that I worked. Anything that I didn't spend on like gas and bare minimum essentials, I would put aside into my savings account and I would invest it into something random. I literally had no idea what I was doing. No idea. I could be bankrupt right now. Like, I literally bought the most random stocks ever. But guess what? It worked out because I was putting in some kind of effort and I didn't put all my money in one place. Like, once you start learning about finances and learning about investing, there's basic knowledge that you have. And if you follow the steps, like, pretty much anyone can do it. You don't have to know a lot. Obviously, the more expertise you have, the better you're going to do. But at the time when I started, I didn't know what an index fund was. I didn't know what dividends were. I didn't know what interest was. I didn't know what any of that was. I just knew, okay, I buy this. Maybe it makes more money. I don't know how it works. I'm just gonna buy it. That's what I did. That's what I did. And now, I am currently 22 years old. So in the past 4 years, I've been saving and investing and saving and investing. I have enough in my investment portfolio that is more than what the average American makes in a year. I have that in my investment portfolio. So the reason I have this self-worth and I can say, oh no, I don't want to do that. It's not enough money. Oh no, I'm not interested in that. I don't feel like doing that. You want to know why I have the audacity to have this self-worth? Because I know that if I have no money coming in, my investments and the funds that I've set up for myself, the skills I've invested in, the money I've invested in my personal growth, in my therapy, in my mentors, in the courses that I've personally paid for, the time and money I've invested into my online businesses, into the content I create, the advice that I give, all of that creates this kind of support for me where when something comes that is not on my level, I can say no thank you with a smile on my face. I don't have to accept it. I don't have to tolerate it. I don't have to lower my worth to match what you can afford because I don't need you. I don't need to sell you anything. I don't need you to hire me. I want to work with you. I want to help you, but I will not sacrifice my self-worth to match what you can afford or what you think I'm worth. Absolutely not. So how do you build that self-confidence, that self-worthiness? Affirmations. Do your inner work, babe. Invest in your personal growth. So whatever things you have going on in your mindset, like, evaluate that. You need to get some kind of system down where you can alchemize any limitations, you can alchemize any limiting beliefs that come up, any negative situations, any challenges. Put yourself in a mindset where you can solve any problem that comes your way, whether it's an emotional problem, a physical problem, or a spiritual problem. Okay, that's what I teach in the Rewired Play Shop, but you can do this by yourself. You don't need to buy any courses, all right? I started doing this by myself, and that's the reason I did the course, because I wanted to give like a step-by-step process that other people could just pay for instead of having to go through all the trials and errors that I went through, all the mistakes that I made. avoid it. Just avoid it at all costs. Speed up the process. It's a very, very small investment for the value that you get from it. So invest into learning more skills so you can be paid more. Invest into starting your own business so you can have a second stream of income. Invest into your personal appearance so you can attract a better romantic relationship into your life. Whatever that looks like for you, you need to align your actions with what you want. Just like how I continue to do my inner work and raise my personal value, I also took the time and effort to learn about investing, to learn about marketing on social media, to learn about creating content, to learn about teaching, coaching, to learn about creating courses, creating ebooks, graphic design, creating websites. I took the time to learn about all these things so I could provide more value. Because I know how much I'm worth, and in order to truly manifest that and monetize my self-worth, I need to also provide value. And I need to also try, put in effort. So as long as you're putting in effort every single day, you will see a difference. You need to start finding abundance in your life where it already is, the way it already is. You need to start investing time and energy into reprogramming your current core beliefs to align with abundance. And you need to align your actions in a way that actually help you bring in more money in some kind of way, or bring in more abundance in some kind of way. Remember, abundance isn't always money. Sometimes that's more freedom. Sometimes it's looking better. Sometimes it's eating better, feeling better. Abundance can take a million different forms. It's up to you to decide what you want that to be and what you're willing to do to get it. By the way, I also wanted to let you know that if you want to start your own online business, maybe you want to monetize one of your passions or one of your products or services, and you want to sell that online, I actually have a course that teaches it step by step. It teaches the physical steps that you need to do to launch the business online, as well as the inner work you need to do to embody that next level abundant version of yourself. So if that's something that resonates with you, don't forget to join the Divinely Compensated course. I can't wait to see you there. I know a lot of you have already joined, and I just want to say once again, like, I'm so grateful for you watching this video and subscribing to my channel and liking and leaving comments. If it weren't for you, like, I wouldn't be here. If it weren't for you watching my content and asking me your questions and giving me your updates on the things that you've been able to manifest, like, if it weren't for that, like, I wouldn't be here. It's the comments and the emails that I receive from you telling me, oh, your videos have helped me do this, or I've manifested this, or your course helped me accomplish this, or blah, blah, blah. These are the kinds of comments and emails that literally motivate me every single day, because I know that I could just create one more video, just one more course, and if that helps just one person feel better, live better, see better things, then I have accomplished what I'm here to do on this earth. Okay. And if I can make some money doing it, babe, sign me up. You already know we live in a capitalist society. We live in a money economy where money is what gives you access to other things. So there's nothing wrong with wanting to have money, but understand that you need to feel worthy of it first. You need to have your beliefs and your identity lined up with money, lined up with abundance, if you're going to receive anything. Okay. So with that being said, I will see you in the next video. Don't forget to like, subscribe, go check out the Money and Business playlist. If you want to see more content like this, I have an inner work playlist. I have a manifestation playlist, feminine energy playlist, as well as all the amazing paid and free resources on my website. There's no excuses. It's only a matter of time before you get what you want. So keep trying, keep going, never give up. Okay? Love you. Bye. Mwah.